from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1, 2, 3. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
Braves back in action against the Brewers tonight. Allie, I think the question that everybody's wondering right now, what's it like to watch a baseball game with Grant McCauley?
Fascinating.
Yeah, he's just locked in from top to bottom.
100% locked in, and you can see him doing like an intake of data as the game is being played.
Like he a Rolodex. Call, his eyes are just a Rolodex.
He calls every play as it's about to happen. I was like, and I asked him, why don't you call a good play so that something good happens?
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is, and we've talked about it, and we have Grant on obviously every Friday, and that'll be fun coming up this Friday because you'll be with us as well. But Grant has this persona, at least when he's on our show, of being like, you know, the grass is always green. And I love that about him. I think a lot of, you know, his fans, a lot of Braves fans love that about him. But I always wonder what it's like watching a game, because this season, more so than any other, it's been just a repeat of just bad stuff. You know what I mean? Like, how many times can Grant come on here and tell us that the offense is going to get hot at some point, the players are too good not to, and then we get with them next Friday and we're like, Grant, they're still not really that hot. What's going on? And he's like, well, they're going to get hot at some point. And I'm like, what is he like during a game? Is he glass half full during the game too?
Absolutely, he's glass half full. He's always hoping that it's going to take a turn, that Matt Olson's going to swing that bat, and something's going to happen. We're always crossing our fingers.
You guys, y'all seem like a very positive couple then. I love that.
Well, he's very even-keeled, and I'm very, the sky is falling. Oh, my gosh. He's like, no, it's not. Yeah. Grass is greener, right?
I love that, man. I love that. I don't know that everybody else in this room carries that, but I know that Bo does as well. Bo is very positive Braves fan. So
yeah, I'm me and Grant are a lot alike, you know.
Both is that what it is?
Both even-keeled guys. Very serious.
Oh, man, it'll be Colin Ray against Bryce Elder. Look, the Brewers are 1-4 in their last five games. The Braves could have really done some damage against the Marlins, but they lose those two over the weekend. I think, look, Brian Snicker said after the game Sunday, they really needed an off day. This will be their only off day for the next 2 weeks, but hopefully, man, they can get some good vibes going. The Brewers, not a bad ball club. So
yeah, and Colin Ray's a guy that they had success against last time out. He's a guy that he's got some velocity, but not a lot. I mean, really, this his four seam is going to average around 93. He likes to throw. He does a good job of, a lot like we talk about Schwellenbach, this guy also likes to mix pitches up with his sinker, his cutter, his sweeper, and his four seam mainly are what he uses. They just got it. Braves, the thing for me this year, for the most part, is when the Braves are the best, when they, and it's kind of one of those obvious things, but they score early. Their starting pitching does a lot better when they score early, and they have Elder going tonight, and he's a guy that you need to get runs for early so he can kind of relax and do what he did last time out against the Orioles, which was a phenomenal outing. So that is the recipe for them when Elder's on the mound, and if Elder's locating, They have a chance to win. It worries me, though, that he's got his last two starts will both be against the Brewers. So he's back. This is going to be his second straight start.
Right. What did they learn last time?
Yeah. So, you know, the one thing about Elder, though, is I don't know if you're going to learn anything. If he's locating, he is somehow hard to hit, even though he doesn't blow by you with the speed he can come at you with.
Allie, are you a Braves believer? Do you think this team has what it takes to make a postseason run this year?
I do. I mean, I feel like the last few years we always kind of get to this point where it's, the sky is falling. We don't see a way around. And then somehow they always end up winning it. So I think there's a way.
Yeah. Hopefully they can get it going.
I got to say, I'm normally very confident in my baseball takes. But I'm a little bit less confident today because I've got the wife of the Braves encyclopedia, Grant McCauley, and I'm like, yeah. I wonder if Grant told me anything
listening.
That I just
he's
said.
Texting
that
her,
go
he's
with
texting
that.
Her going, he's dead wrong right
he's
now.
He's like, tell Bo he's an idiot and call say this. Counter him with this.
I'm like, Colin Ray's ERA is 3.59. Grant's like, no, it's actually 3.57. But thank you for playing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.